Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another week of news here on Summit in 6. Today we'll cover the preliminary results of the 2022 primary election, the 2022 certified tax rates, and the 2022 RAP tax grant recipients. We'll also talk about the new solid waste and recycling agreement, as well as the new public works director. And finally, we'll give a brief update on the Open Space Advisory Committee. All right, Bailey, let's get into the news.
Okay, let's kick it off with primary election results. The 2022 primary election happened this past Tuesday, June 28th. We just want to take a quick moment to share the preliminary results as reported by the Summit County Clerk's Office.
As a reminder, there was a Republican primary for a U.S. Senate seat, U.S. House District 1, U.S. House District 3, and State House District 4.
So far, Mike Lee, Blake Moore, John Curtis, and Kira Berkeland are ahead in Summit County.
There was also a nonpartisan primary for South Summit School Board seat number 5 and Park City School Board seat number 4. So in these school board primaries, two candidates will advance to the general election in November. So far in South Summit, Olivia Gunnarsson and Troy Beckstead are ahead, and in Park City, Meredith Reed and Mandy Pomeroy are ahead.
Official results will be posted after the Board of Canvassers meets and certifies the election results on July 12th at 4 p.m. at the Ledges Event Center. If people have received letters asking them if they voted and questioning their signature, they should respond to those letters as soon as possible and no later than July 11th.
Okay, moving on to this week's county council meeting, Summit County Auditor Michael Howard was in front of the council to present the 2022 certified tax rates.
For some background, a certified tax rate is set to guarantee the same amount of revenue each year for taxing entities. This year, Michael reported that the tax rate has decreased from fiscal year 2021. This rate includes the additional revenue required for bond payments.
All right, so what does this really mean? Well, certified tax rates is really just one way that the process of property taxes remains transparent and open to public access. Residents are often worried rates will go up if the value of their property increases, but that's not necessarily true. Over the entire property tax base in the county, property tax rates get lowered when home values increase, keeping the revenue the same each year.
So keep an eye on your mail mid-July, July 22nd to be exact, because this is when disclosure notices will be sent out to property owners.
All right, the Summit County RAP Cultural Advisory Committee was back in front of the council this week to present their amended 2022 grant recommendations to the council.
For some context, the RAP, or Recreation Arts and Parks Tax, is used to enhance or support the funding of publicly owned or operated recreational and zoological facilities, and botanical, cultural, and zoological organizations that are owned and operated by institutions or private nonprofits organizations. It is a tenth of a cent sales tax on certain goods. Citizens of Summit County first voted to approve this tax in 2000, and then they renewed the tax in 2010 and again in 2020.
So this year, there were 23 applicants with a total request of a little over $1.9 million, and there was a total available funding pool for the grant of just over $1.2 million. So council ultimately did approve the recommendations, and you can find a full list of recipients on the news section of the summitcounty.org homepage.
All right, shifting gears to Republic Services, our trash and recycling provider. Derek Radke and Tim Loveday were in front of council on Wednesday to present the new solid waste and recycling agreement with Republic Services, which the council approved.
So Republic Services' current solid waste and recycling contract with the county expires today on July 1st of 2022. After a request for proposals and a committee review of three really competitive bids, staff recommended that the council award Republic Services the contract for another 5 years with the option to renew for up to an additional 10 years.
So during the work session on this new agreement last week, Tim shared that the low cost played a significant role in the appeal of Republic's proposals, as well as their previous 10 years of experience working in the county. In negotiations with Republic Services, he ensured that there would be additional resources devoted to recycling education and significant improvement of their customer service in this new contract.
So, specific changes from the prior contract include a local customer service line separate from their national hotline, enhancements to the existing recycling program with improved interaction with Recycle Utah to reduce the contamination rate we're currently experiencing, and a partnership between the county and Republic on the recycling transfer center. Finally, it will also include a menu of opt-in services for things like food waste and glass through subcontractors like Spoil to Soil and Momentum Glass to be available to residents.
In other Public Works news, the Summit County Public Works Department selected John Angel as the next Public Works Director.
So John has been serving as the Deputy Public Works Director since 2020, although he's been working for Summit County for 23 years. He will succeed Derek Radke, who is retiring from the department this December, and the transition will happen over the next couple months until Derek's retirement, and the two will split the role and responsibilities until then.
A little background on John for our listeners. He has lived in Camas his whole life and first started working for Summit County in 1999 for the Engineering Division of Public Works. At that time, Derek and John were the only engineers on staff, so their roles were numerous. His main role was as a project engineer, designing and managing construction projects for Summit County. Outside of work, John enjoys spending time with his family in the outdoors, riding in any kind of off-highway vehicles.
And we just wanted to say a big congratulations to John on his new role.
And now here's an OSAC update. Finally, we want to flag that at next week's county council meeting, July 6th, the county manager will present his appointments to the three volunteer regional advisory committees.
As a reminder, these committees were established as part of the Open Space Advisory Committee, or OSAC, created by the council to help them establish an evaluation criteria and evaluate properties for use of the open space bond funds that were adopted by Summit County voters last November.
If the appointments are approved by the council, the advisory committees will be officially established, and then they can get to work on helping the council acquire properties for open space and conservation.
Alrighty, that's all the news we have for this week. Tune in next week for more on Summit in 6.